Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
Right now, I'm fueled up, filled with fire, rage, anger.
Really? What are you so angry about?
Let's
start the show off with some anger. What do you got?
Well, this has been rumored for a long time about, you know, what's going to happen after Secret Wars, you know, about the mutants and stuff.
Yes.
We've been seeing what the bullshit that's been going on with between Fox and, you know, and Marvel and Disney about who's got the bigger cock here, and it's now it seems like it's a brand new X-Men title coming out.
Okay.
And it's being written by Jeff Lemire, who's a pretty decent. He did finished a great run on Green Arrow.
Yep.
But the man is so corporate, it's not even funny. It's a team, and it's pretty much what's going on is they find out that the Tegrin Mist kind of acts as a virus against mutants.
Okay.
So now the entire mutant population has been sterilized. So there can be really no more mutants.
Interesting.
I'm just beyond livid with this.
So wait a minute, hold on. So are all mutants neutered or just most of them?
All mutants are neutered. That means none of them, you know, the X gene is been pretty much neutralized.
So, like, Cyclops, he can see now?
No, they haven't lost any of their powers.
Okay.
There just can't be any more
mutants. Oh, I got you. There won't be any more mutants.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's not like everybody's been turned back to human or anything like that.
No.
It's just that there won't be any more mutants.
Yeah, the mutants that are around are the last of their kind.
Interesting.
I mean, from what I haven't really been following Secret Wars, but I think Cyclops got killed today.
Oh, you know, thanks for spoiler alert.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. I think I heard that as well. But I didn't get, well, tomorrow's comic book day, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This, I like you. You tell me, go ahead. What do you got to say?
This is just corporate bullshit. It's nothing to do for story. It's just, it's a big dick contest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of fans are really pissed off about this direction.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel it has anything to do with Marvel East versus West?
Yeah.
Or I'm more of saying that what's his face?
Perlmutter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more like Marvel East versus Fox. I think that's really what it is.
There was a right after House of M, there was a miniseries called Son of M.
Okay.
Which was Quicksilver, and he betrayed the royal family because he was, you know, once married to Crystal.
Yeah.
And they still have a child together.
Okay.
So he took the Tegron Mists and gave mutants back their powers.
Right.
It didn't work so well, but none of them were fucking neutered. And now this is just like, really?
It's, I don't know. You know, I'm not crazy about the Inhumans, man.
No.
I've said before, we've talked about this so many times, I really don't have any kind of affiliation toward the X-Men. I have, over the last couple of years, I've really grown to appreciate them. I like the books up until Secret Wars.
Right.
The all-new X-Men with the old team, the young team brought forward into the future, I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what's up in the air right now. But this, what I don't like is I don't like the Inhumans being shoved down our throats.
No, and that's exactly how I feel, too. Inhumans are not, you know, it's just like there are always these separate from humanity. They were, you know, you got the royal family, and that's the way they always were. Like,
yeah.
No other human could be affected by the Tegron myths.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, now they can, and it's just... And, you know, for somebody, there's a lot of people like me who grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
Started collecting in the 80s at the height of the X-Men era.
Exactly.
So to this is, for those of us, this is just a huge fucking slap in the face.
I just don't like the Inhuman thing. I mean, people like the Inhumans, and you know, they've been around forever. And whatever, but it's like you said, it's that, it's not a story for story's sake. It's this, it's like, it's corporate maneuvering.
Right.
And it doesn't feel right. And to me, it's been a couple years now that they've been moving this Inhumans, you know, into place over the X-Men.
Right.
It's got to be at least, what, 2 years at this point? If not even
two or three years.
As long as we've been talking about it, they've been, you know, slowly shifting away from X-Men. And I still don't feel like the Inhumans is the X-Men replacement. I just feel like they're second rate X-Men.
Yeah, they really are. They were completely different. You know, it's, before all this nonsense, I was, you know, I like the Inhumans. They show up occasionally. I thought they were pretty cool. There was a couple of miniseries. You know, one was drawn by artist Jay Lee, written by Paul Jenkins. I thought it was very excellent. But it was a monarchy. It just wasn't like. They just weren't
the X-Men.
No, yeah, they weren't like how mutants were. Like, you know, mutants are just, you know, everyday people who ended up gaining powers. They were part of this monarch society, and, you know, they you know, a very backwards way with high technology of thinking, and it was very different. And now just anybody can be an Inhuman. And now they're saying pretty much, you know, now they're retconning all these things, like. Friggin' Quake is an Inhuman. And I'm just like, well, when the fuck did she get exposed to the Tegron?
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of her, what did you think of her new costume?
A black jumpsuit, meh.
Didn't they do that? Didn't they do that whole black leather thing at the turn of the century?
Oh, God, it's like so overdone. It's just like, I'm just, not impressed.
Hey, as a quick off topic, it's sort of on topic, but what did you think of, or what do you think of Marvel and the cosplayer covers? Did you see any of the cosplayer covers?
I don't think it's so bad.
No, I don't care for it. I don't know. Just don't care for it.
I don't know. I think it's a way of honoring the cosplayers. It's, you know, it's either that or they end up suing them for copyright infringement.
Well, that's a good point. I just was curious because they've got, you know, we're back to having hundreds of variants.
Yeah.
And Marvel is doing, like, cosplay month on a bunch of titles.
I don't know. These variants still aren't as bad as one title's variants.
Oh, which one's that?
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Dark Knight 3.
Yeah. God.
Are we ready to move on from X-Men to this?
I don't think there's any more we can say. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
You know what the good thing, Brian, is that you know how these things run.
Yeah.
As soon as whatever this beef is with Fox gets, you know, paved over in a couple of years, the X-Men will be back to being X-Men. You know, there's something, I want to say almost timeless about the X-Men there is something about the X-Men that the Inhumans don't have.
Well, I think it's funny, on the Fox side, they're talking about bringing in Cable, or they're already talking about a Deadpool 2 sequel.
Sequel already, and I love that. That's awesome.
And they're talking about, you know, bringing in Cable, and if it's Cable and Deadpool, oh, fuck it. It's people are going to go insane for that. And, you know, another picture just got released of Apocalypse.
Yeah, what did you think?
Looked more like Apocalypse should.
Yeah.
But again, it's just, it's hard. It's so hard to tell.
I think a lot of it is when you see, going back to Diggle's costume we were talking about last week, when you see these pictures, it's so easy. It's just a still frame, and it's easy to rip it apart. Because, all I mean, you can just stare at it for however long you want and just pick at it. When you see it in motion, there is a big difference, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, but some, on the other hand, some things deserve to be picked.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Diggle.
Diggle, yeah. Fantastic Four film. And Helmet. It's just... But, I mean, the fact that they're, you know, they're already talking about Deadpool 2. I really think
you got it. That's good news.
Yeah, I know. It's just after using to Marvel.
All right. Well, let's talk about some variant covers.
Oh my God!
How many covers is Dark Knight 3 going to have, Rye?
And this is for only issue one.
Issue one.
Issue one.
Yes.
30.
Like Bobby, three, right?
No.
Because Dark Knight 3, they'll have three covers.
Yeah. 30 variant covers.
Wow, man. You know what? I was supposed to do one, but they wanted to keep it an even 30, so. I was going to be 31. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you guys keep it even?
And it's interesting, because some of these are like, some of them are specified to certain comic companies.
How do you mean that?
I mean, comic stores. It's just like.
Oh. Well, I did see that the one where he's standing over the Joker. And it says something like, your comic store name here. I guess it must be like a sign that's on the ground next to the Joker. I saw that one, and I think I saw one other one, which is completely escaping me. But, pardon me. I don't believe that any more have been released. Have you seen more than that?
No, they released the first two, which is one of, and it is a pretty sweet Jay Lee cover of, Batman in the darkness with the light in the back, you know, jump in this like jumping position.
Okay.
Very cool looking. And then this other one by Sean Murphy, which I can't tell what the hell's going on. It looks like it's Batman in his armor on top of Superman. And,
okay.
Yeah, that's not a fan of it, but you know. But these are, it's 30 different retailers that are going to be getting their own variant cover by popular artists like, you know, Mike Allred, Paul Pope, Gary Frank, Greg Capullo.
So what are they, like big name stores like Midtown Comics?
Well, Midtown, yeah, definitely Midtown Comics, Newbury Comics up in the New England area, Books A Million, which is kind of a brand, Hypno Comics, which is pretty big in California, of course, Dynamic Forces. Those guys over at Zap Comics are getting one, too.
Oh, are they really? That's cool. Yeah. For them.
They got Terry Dodson, so.
No, that's a good one.
Prepare to have outrage. God, I gotta love Terry Dodson for that. Anyhow, as I get off topic. But yeah, but it's pretty much, it's 50 different, comic stores, I would guess, though it's just, jscottcampbell.com is having one done by J. Scott Campbell.
Interesting.
Go figure.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they were able to get him to do the cover.
Well, what did you want to do him? What did you want him to do? Interiors?
Yeah.
You know, the Sean Murphy one's not bad. It kind of actually reminds me of Frank Miller.
Yeah.
It's you know, reminiscent more than the Jay Lee one.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, but there's something about that Jay Lee print that just really, I think it's very cool.
Yeah, it's cool. That's also reminiscent of, Jay Lee's got such a weird style.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It was, when he first started out, it was very messy, but it's a lot cleaner now.
It's actually, from when he first started out, I think it's a world of difference.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, he went in a totally different direction.
But it used to be just like a holy mess and stuff. But it's just, it's a lot cleaner now.
Yeah.
And you can actually tell what the hell's going on.
I can't say it's stylized. It's strange. I was trying to, I did a review of DC Collectibles Wonder Woman.
Right.
Their designer line based on his work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to describe his work. And I just, I can't. I don't know how to describe it.
He's just got his own unique style, and that's...
Yeah.
You love him or hate him.
Yeah. But that's pretty much how it is. It's either you love him or you hate him.
Like I said, you know, when he first started out, I got introduced to him. And there was that Namor series back in the 90s.
Yeah.
That John Byrne was writing.
Okay.
So they went from John Byrne to this newcomer, Jay Lee, and I was just like, what the?
Were you pissed?
Yeah, I dropped the title. The art was, Jay Lee's art was so in its beginning stages, it was just god awful. It was just like, out, I'm out.
Yeah.
It was just horrible, man. But, you know, over the years, it's just like, you know, like I said, it's just like, he's now one of my favorite artists. His stuff just is really, you know, his art has gotten a lot. Yeah, but it's a lot cleaner, too, than his other stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just like 30 covers for this series that we still know nothing about.
I was just going to ask you, what do we know about this title so far, besides that it's 8 issues and we'll have 30 covers?
We don't know anything. Even the DC site says it's the ending of the trilogy you've been wanting for, and I'm like, who's asking for this?
Yeah. Especially after the second one.
God, the Dark Knight Strikes Again just sucked ass.
You know, I was going through my books, and I have Dark Knight, you know, and then I have that the sequel, and I'm like, should I read this again? And I open it up, I'm like, no. I'm not going to read this right now.
I once reread it, I was just like, maybe I was missing something, and I read it.
Well, that's how I was feeling.
I read it, I was like, nope, still crap.
It wasn't me.
And then, you know, All-Star Batman and Robin is supposed to be like the prequel to it.
Is that the working thing for that?
Unofficially.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holy Terror was supposed to be Holy Terror was supposed to be the third book in the series.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't, you know, DC didn't want to go that deep.
Which, oh, I never really read Holy Terror. I just skimmed through it, so.
You didn't miss it.
I can't speak to it too well, but that doesn't feel very much like a sequel to either one of those books.
No. But, you know, All-Star Batman, it's just like, this is where, you know, you got to see Miller off his fucking rocker. Cover it up by pretty art by Jim Lee.
Jim Lee, yeah.
I'm sorry, if Miller would have drawn that book would have done as well as a lot of people think it does.
I agree, totally agree with you.
And some people really try and bullshit themselves by thinking it's such a great book. And I'm like, well, you don't miss it. I'm like, he says he's the goddamn Batman. The first 4 issues, they're in a car for 4 issues in a car. don't read into something where it's not, buddy. It sucks.
It is definitely one of those instances where the art really, I love the art on that book, man.
I agree with you.
I will go back several times and just look at the pictures, because Jim Lee's art on that is spot on. But story-wise, I'm with you, man. Not so strong.
No, it's, and then it, you know, ended up getting, it was delayed, got
and
canceled.
And never finished it.
Yeah.
There's still like an issue hanging out there, right?
Yeah.
Let's wrap that up and then go to Dark Knight 3. Well,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah. God, what a mess.
Huh. All right, so Dark Knight 3, 30 variant covers.
Yeah.
None of which are needed.
None of which are needed. You know, if you want them, I guess you got to go road trip on that Wednesday.
Or pay a lot of money on eBay.
God. Just why? Can they just please tell us also what the friggin' plot is, please?
Yeah. At this point, just give us something. Hey, when is it supposed to start coming out? Is it the end of this year or is it next year?
End of this year, I think.
First issue's going to hit in the wintertime?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think of that Jessica Jones, I don't even know if you want to call it a trailer.
It was,
Actually, it seemed like the intro to the show, to be honest with you. That's what it felt like.
I mean, it was pretty much just a sneak peek. Not even a sneak peek.
Seemed like you just, all you needed was some credits and you would have it to the show.
Yeah, I mean, that might be the case. It really didn't show anything unless you were, I mean, there was some, I caught some scenes in there because, you know, if you're familiar with the comics, you're going to be familiar with that. But I mean, that was mainly just part of the press release that along, you know, went along from Netflix that it's hitting November 20th at 12:01 a.m.
Yeah.
So.
I know I said this about Daredevil. I'm not going to binge watch.
I can't. I can't do it, man.
I don't have the interest. I mean, I don't have the interest in binge watching. I definitely have an interest in the show.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me. And you know what? I think, you know, maybe do two. If I'm really into it, I can do two episodes.
I could push it to three, I think.
But I don't even want to do that. I was thinking that, you know, without talking to you ahead of time, I was thinking of just once a week. Cause we're going to have all those other shows to watch. Yeah. We're going to want to talk about. And I figure I'm just watching it once a week. And if we talk about it, you know, in that kind of way, that'd be cool. If not, I'll write about it once a week. But I am not binge watching just to be the first one to say something about it.
No, I mean, it's going to be in the middle of, you know, we got Flash, we're going to have that Arrow.
Exactly. All the shows are going to start picking up next week. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's also around the same time Supergirl's supposed to start. So yeah. It's just, I'm not going to have the time.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's funny you say that. I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to watch all these shows?
I mean, thank God for streaming with Netflix, because, you know, I can watch it on my... that's what I did with Daredevil.
Yeah.
My lunch break, I would turn it, you know, put the headphones on and watch it during my lunch break at work.
Well, you know, that's one thing, but I definitely, even when Daredevil comes back, I'm not doing that again. It ruins the experience of watching it.
I don't know, it's just like, on the other hand, it's just like, I am kind of hooked and I do want to see the next thing, but it's just like, I can't sit for 13 straight hours and watch it.
Well, that's why I was saying, like, even, you know, I'll watch a show now. Like, I got into The Nick, and, you know, I really got into it, and I would watch an episode. I'm like, I'm watching another one. But by the end of the second episode, I'm like, I'm good. You know, like, I want to watch the next one, but I'm good. I can wait. So I don't want to watch 13 episodes in a course of a weekend.
Yeah, you see, I've done that, too, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, next thing I know, I'm just like, oh, that was awesome. I'm like, okay, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, and there's nothing left.
I'm like, I'm done?
Yeah, I just don't want to do it. So, but either way, I was a little disappointed that I wasn't disappointed in that what they showed. I was more disappointed that they didn't show anything, you know, like some scenes or like a true trailer. I mean, it was a tease. It was...
Well, they did the same thing for Daredevil.
I know.
It looks like they're following the same formula, because they did the same for Daredevil. Then all of a sudden came New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And then they had the couple clips from Daredevil, and everybody, you know, the buzz started. So it looks like that's exactly... They're trying to do the same thing, because it was just announced that, you know, Marvel TV is going to be there, including both Netflix shows. Both.
Okay.
So it's going to be not only Jessica Jones, but Daredevil 2 is going to be there.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That is cool. I wonder if anybody from the shows are going to be there.
For Jessica Jones, I'm hearing yes. I'm hearing a skeleton cast and crew for Daredevil 2.
Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
A lot of Marvel news. Marvel movie news. Jeez. Yeah.
What were we going to say? I'm sorry.
There's just been a lot of Marvel movie news this week.
Well, what do you... Rachel McAdams has been tied to Doctor Strange for a while now. I want to say almost as long as Cumberbatch.
Right.
No, and she... now she's confirmed... Did I say it wrong?
No, you said it right.
All right. Because it was one of those, you know what, we should just have a list of names, or I should have a list of everybody's name right in front of you, because I'm horrible with names.
No.
Horrible. I mean, you could put somebody's face in front of me, I'll name that person. Or I'll recognize a person. I might not be able to name them, but I'll recognize them. Yeah, that's so-and-so from that movie. Anyway, so she finally confirmed that she is going to be in Doctor Strange, correct?
Not only she... She says she's starring opposite.
Interesting.
So that is definitely the female lead.
Yeah.
But, again, we don't know what character she's playing.
Right. So who could she be playing?
There's so few women. I mean, when it comes to Doctor Strange, it's always the go-to. It's always Clea.
Yeah.
And honestly, unless there's somebody... I was never a big Strange reader. It's... I don't think a lot of people were.
I never got into it.
Yeah, I think people know who he is. They know
exactly. He's a good... Well, I think he was a good supporting role.
Yeah, and, Watchmen, see him in Defenders comic book and things like that. And yeah. Like
people
I said...
Illuminati.
Yeah, and people, like I said, people know who Clea is. People know who Baron Mordo is. People know who Dumondo is. But I can't think of any other female characters that Rachel McAdams could be playing.
And it seems like she wants to be in this movie.
Yeah.
Because like I said, she's been talking about this, or she's been associated with this movie for a while now. And it just seems like she's really into it. And just because we haven't read Doctor Strange or know that much, it doesn't necessarily mean the movie's going to be bad.
No, I mean...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Yeah. I mean, there was, they showed over at D23 some pictures and from some concept art and some background. And from what I hear, it's very Ditko-esque looking.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he looks like.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. I'm also
in a non-pressure sort of way.
Yeah. But I'm also can't wait to see how magic is really going to be introduced.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we have Thor, but it's not exactly the same thing like Doctor Strange.
Right.
The mysticism and stuff.
Yeah.
So I am kind of curious how they're going to do the film.
Mm-hmm.
But I am looking forward to it.
I am too.
I think it's good casting all around.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Chitwell playing, Mordu, Cumberpatch playing Strange, and like McAdams playing the female lead. Whoever the hell she's playing, I'm like, hey, that's good enough for me.
It's good casting.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
And I can see her playing off against Cumberpatch pretty well.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see.
What I really want to see is, and I don't know what the hell they're waiting for, I want to see Spider-Man's costume at this point.
It's
time for something. I don't know what. Give us something.
Oh, please. They won't even release the damn trailer still.
I know. I know.
Ridiculous.
Come on, do something. Especially if he's going to be wearing more than one costume. Let's see what he's starting off with.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. They got to give that to us.
They will.
I know.
We can hope.
And what do you, speaking of Spider-Man, this was kind of interesting. MJ's moving over to the Stark Tower. She's going to be working with Tony Stark in the Invincible Iron Man title that's starting in October.
What the fuck is up with Stark and Redheads?
Beside that, why? I don't get it.
He kind of flirted with her when... here's the problem. Is this one more day shit.
Yeah.
And I just saw Tom Beaver answer the question.
Okay, what did he say?
They were actually... They weren't married, but they were living together. That still happened.
Okay.
He was living in the tower. They were living boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, retcon, fine, whatever, that kind of makes sense, even though one more day is probably one of the worst things ever to happen.
Yeah.
But regardless of the fact, when they were in the tower as a couple, she was constantly, Stark was constantly flirting with her.
Yeah.
And now that they're not together anymore, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
You know, call me a traditionalist. I like my Lois with Clark. I like my MJ with Pete. That's how I am, man.
I don't blame you, man. Part of me still wants Pete to hook up one of those Gwen clones, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, and I understand what you're saying. but I also like that Gwen's dead.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That is awful. But it's the truth, man. That's all part of him, you know, because that happened to her. He was in love with her and hurt him and created him, or, you know, further evolved him.
Yeah.
And then MJ, man, I don't know.
I mean, they had their ups and downs as a couple, but I thought, you know, some writers did it better.
They don't have to be married. No. I like Lois and Clark married. I know DC doesn't. I know a lot of people don't. But I like those two married. Pete and MJ, they don't have to be, but I like them as a couple.
I do like the fact she knows the secret.
Yeah, I do too. And usually I don't like that kind of stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody on his side. It's somebody he can, you know, relate to. And I don't have a really good feeling about the direction that they're taking Parker and Spider-Man after Secret Wars is over. He feels too much like Iron Man.
No.
Like Tony Stark. Almost to the territory where Otto was when he was Superior Spider-Man. It really feels like that territory without the sharpness of.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Because it's just like, the problem is like when Otto was in Pete's body, he finally used his intellect and Peter's intellect. Because Peter, let's face it, is the original slacker.
Yeah.
And Otto was just like, well, screw this.
Yeah.
I want to make some money.
That seems what they're doing here. Like they're.
But then Pete.
He's going to be Otto without being Otto. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then Pete came back to his body and now he's like, oh crap, I got all this money and stuff. Yeah,
you're right. I just. Look, they could take him back with Secret Wars. They could have always rolled it back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look.
Could have.
They did it with X-Men. No more X, no more mutants.
No more mutants.
You know, and I guess that's why they're introducing that all ages Spidey book. I don't know. I hope it's good. I don't know.
I don't know what to make of it, and I'm still trying to figure out just like, you know, how Miles fits into all this. I mean,
well, I'm just hoping Miles just moves right over and he does his own thing with his own. I mean,
he's gonna
have some interaction with Pete because I like that interaction too.
But he's going to be one of the new Avengers now.
Yeah, I know. I just.
But the thing I'm wondering about is the kid isn't even 16 yet. Is his entire family being transferred over to this? God, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, but New Earth.
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, where's
because he's got his friend that knows what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I mean, I kind of hope so because, you know, just like MJ is Pete's or was Pete's support system, they are Miles' support system. I don't know.
But in the Ultimate Universe, is, you know, identities were like a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Everybody found out who everyone was.
And that is it, right? When we got confirmation that the Ultimate, after Secret Wars is over, the Ultimate Universe is gone.
Gone. It seemed like Miles is the only survivor, it seems.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
Which is, okay, you know, fine, you know, whatever. I don't know. I think there were some other cool characters there. I thought I heard some rumors that maybe Reed Richards there is going to be the evil.
Oh, well, he's had a big part. The Ultimate Universe, Reed Richards, has had a really big part in. Well, he did. He had a big part in creating Secret Wars, I should say. So yes, you're right about that. That should be interesting as well. I like him over the traditional Reed Richards.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I saw somebody wrote this. Some humorous wrote this like, how can anybody take Reed Richards seriously? The smartest man on the alive, and he doesn't have enough brains to put enough shielding on his rocket ship. If you really think about it, it's just like, damn.
That's a good point.
Good point! Mm. If he would have had enough shielding on there, then they wouldn't have had those cosmic rays. There would have been no Fantastic Four, blah, blah, blah.
No Josh Trank movie.
Oh, God. Oh, poor bastard.
Yep. What else have you seen this week?
Oh, I think one of the big things is Sebastian Stan is having way too much fun playing the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and that kind of jibes with Chris Evans not wanting to give up Captain America, right?
Which is, I'm wondering, is something being given away? I mean, do we know the ending of now Secret War, Civil War?
What, you don't think that you think that he's going to be Cap, that Stan's going to take over Cap?
No, I'm starting to think from the what both actors have said, I'm thinking maybe Cap doesn't die.
I was thinking maybe it was a red herring. That they're both saying this shit and not giving away.
Could be, too. Be quite honest with you, I would love to see a solo Winter Soldier film.
Yeah, I would too, man. I know. I think a lot of people would.
Just a kick
the character, ass. The character and Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, just a kick ass, action packed shooter.
Yeah.
Would be so friggin' insane.
Like on the lines of Bourne Identity.
Yeah, type of thing.
Or Mission Impossible, that kind of feel.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah, I think it would be so cool, I really think it would do well. What do I know?
Yeah. Well, don't hold your breath. I mean, who knows what comes after,
Civil War.
You got it.
Yeah.
I mean, Infinity War. What comes after Infinity War?
Infinity War, yeah. It's, Stan is already saying that Civil War is going to be Marvel's most brutal film yet.
A lot of people are talking about this. What's her face? It's terrible, man. I need somebody to read my thoughts. Elizabeth Olsen is saying that same thing. Dark movie, but a lot of fun. It could be. Those two generally don't go hand in hand. Dark movie and a lot of fun.
Funny thing is you and I will go in there and we'll still be like, not even close to Daredevil.
Yeah.
That was brutal, and that was fun.
That, you're right, that was.
That was a brutal series.
So, well, let's see. So Cap comes out next year.
Cap comes out next year. Now now it looks like we might have a Captain Marvel nailed down.
I saw this, but nothing has been
confirmed
yet. This is really a rumor.
This is really a rumor. And I know a lot of fans are up in arms. This is British-Swedish actress Rebecca Ferguson. I've seen her in a couple things.
I don't recognize her from anything.
She was just in the latest Mission Impossible film. She's been in
Rogue Nation?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a pretty good actress. A lot of people are saying, she's too old, but I'm like, Carol's supposed to be a major in the Air Force, so I think she's kind of the right age there.
Well, how old is she? She don't look that old.
She's in her 30s.
That's this Rebecca Ferguson. She's in her 30s?
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe with blonde hair, she might be able to...
She does have blonde hair.
Well, the picture... Oh, okay, because the pictures look like she's got brown hair. Most of the pictures on Google search, she's coming up with brown hair. I don't know. I mean, I'm not offended by it. There's other people I'd rather see, but I'm not horribly offended by it.
Again, I'm still like, okay, and we're getting this film before a Scarlet Witch, Black Widow, before why?
Yeah.
I'm still more upset about that than anything else. I mean,
I think that's Perlmutter again.
I mean, a lot of people wanted, of course, people still want, what the hell's her name? Blunt? Emily What's Blunt? Her face? Yeah.
She's all right, too. I don't have a problem with her either.
But, I don't know. See what happens.
My choice, I still think, is Natalie Dormer.
Who the hell is she?
She's the one from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, see, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I couldn't even tell you. I wouldn't know anybody. The only one I would know is Peter Dinklage.
She was walking around with her side of her head shaved for a while there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And with that look, I'm like, wow, that's Captain Marvel right there.
From Mockingjay.
Yeah, she's got an attitude to her, too.
I only seen her in the one film I wasn't even that impressed.
Yeah. She's my choice, but it's not like one of these things where I'm not going to go see a Captain Marvel movie if any of these other chicks are in it.
I mean, and in other movie rumor, now we got possibly two villains for the Wonder Woman film.
Listen, we didn't hear anything about Wonder Woman for months, and now it's all of a sudden it's like Wonder Woman. I heard a director could be attached to it.
I heard it might be shooting very soon.
I heard that as well. Well, I mean, I didn't hear it. And speaking of Game of Thrones, Sean Bean is one of them, and Eva Green.
Yeah, Eva Green from, you know, I guess they're from, you know, I know Sean Bean from other things again.
Yeah.
Eva Green, I know she's in Penny Dreadful.
She was in a Frank Miller movie. Sin City.
The sequel, though, right?
Yeah, the sequel, right.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the first one. But the rumor is
wasn't Bean, she a sequel to 300, too?
I guess so.
I think so.
I never saw 300 either.
You know, do you see the original 300?
No.
The original was pretty good. I liked it.
Talk about taking history and taking a big piss on it.
Yeah, well, that's true, but, yeah.
So, you see, I live with the history teacher, so, I mean, that movie is, that book is so historical inaccurate, it's not even funny.
Okay.
Because it wasn't even 300 Spartans. It was 300 Spartans and a bunch of other army members.
Right, right.
That they seem to leave out.
It's not as traumatic.
What can I say? You live with a history teacher, you get to hear it. But, rumor is it's Bean is going to be playing Ares.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're really going to go Greek mythical on this.
Yeah. Not too sure how I feel about that. I don't know. Somehow I see a younger actor. I don't know. But Green would be playing Cersei.
I like that as well.
I like that one, yeah. I don't get me wrong. I think Bean is a great actor. I think you can pull him off. But I don't know. Again, you know, you read a book, you get an image in your head. And
right. I'm just kind of surprised they're going with all this Greek mythology.
Hey, I'm all for it.
I figured they were going to kind of steer clear of all that.
No, I'm glad they are. If they do.
Yeah, me too. I think it's great.
I think it would be an awesome thing.
I think the last thing that we heard or we had talked about with this movie was that it was going to be like a period piece.
Which is still a rumor.
Yeah, that's still in effect?
Yeah, it's still up there.
Okay. Like sort of like a la the first Captain America.
Right. Which I think is totally unnecessary, but hey, what do I know?
Interesting. Well, listen, I'm down with both those characters and both those actors.
Yeah.
That's cool. But again, it's just a rumor.
We'll just have to see what happens.
And they and you heard that as well, like the movie's starting filming like real soon.
Yeah. Something that Sandra Bullock was doing, it was some kind of thing. I don't know, fully understand it, but somehow she somehow was involved in this announcement.
Really? Playing somebody's mom?
I don't know about that.
Because the movie is supposed to come out in 2017.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you figure they start next year filming, that's a year for production.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. They still, you know, DC's still moving at half speed with everything.
Yeah. You know, that move in that movie really was so bad. Batman vs. Superman. It just added more time to it. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like we're waiting that much longer for this movie.
It's like they keep talking and talking and talking.
You know, let's get this movie over with already.
Yeah. Well, Marvel is just like, okay, next.
Yeah. Exactly. Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And then, I know it's not Disney, but, you know, you got Gambit. That's
yeah.
You know, that's the thing about them not having, to me, the good part about them not having all the characters in-house is that it's Marvel all over the place.
Well, that's so
how
it was.
They're doing their own scheduling, but meanwhile, there's still Marvel properties somebody else is producing on another timetable.
Well, that was one of the win-win things before Disney bought them out.
Right.
That all these Marvel films kept coming out and coming out and coming out because they were licensed to other studios.
Well, because look at next year. You got Deadpool in February.
Right.
You got Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? In May?
Yeah.
And then later on, you'll have Doctor Strange. I don't know what the summer movie is, if there is one, later on in the summer. As Strange is in the winter. Oh, and then Apocalypse. Apocalypse is the is one of the
summer movies. Summer movies, yeah.
Yeah, so it's right there. That's four Marvel movies coming out next year.
Yeah,
Marvel. To what? Two DC movies.
Yeah. If even. If
Suicide Squad is supposed to come out in the summer, right? In the late summer?
Yeah.
None of this shit's going to matter once Star Wars hits. Nobody's going to give a shit.
I mean, now I'm hearing about Suicide Squad. The Enchantress is supposed to be the villain of the piece.
In Suicide Squad?
In Suicide Squad.
So the whole Joker thing is...
I don't know.
Red herring? I mean, he's obviously in the movie.
He's obviously in the movie, so I'm just like, who came up with this rumor?
Oh boy, I don't.
Because even the trailers look like those henchmen are Joker henchmen.
Yeah.
Oh, where people get their shit sometimes.
What? This is September. We're still 6 months away from. God damn. 6 months away from Batman vs Superman.
Yep.
It seems like we've been we've been talking about this movie for a long time, man.
God. Just release it. It seems like it's now. I don't know.
Maybe they should never have bumped it.
Maybe they're doing more Batman.
More Batman. That's right. We need more Batman. We need more Batman.
I get to see that on the next poster. Batman versus Superman v. Batman. Now at 90% more Batman.
Right. I was going to see Batman with Superman slashed out versus Batman.
Yeah. Batman versus
Batman. The movie you really want to see.
Batman versus Batman. Small parentheses. And Superman.
Oh boy! So we're coming up to an hour here. What do you? What else you got?
Have you seen the costumes for Hawkman and Hawkgirl?
I did. Not so bad.
I like hers. I don't like his.
Not too crazy about his.
No.
You know, a lot of people have compared his to Wolverine. Those comparisons?
Actually, I can see that from the headpiece.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is.
I was not a fan of Smallville, but I think this is the one time where I think the Hawkman's costume in Smallville was 10 times, a Smallville costume was 10 times better than this.
I never saw it on Smallville, so I don't know.
The interesting thing is the wings you still can't see.
Yeah, no wings.
So I'm wondering, they gotta be CGI or something along those lines.
And his mace, I don't know if you want to call that a mace.
Oh god.
It's just a little too small.
It looks like, well, let's see, they're both in ladder.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to go in a back room and you're going to hear some vibrating from that mace and her moaning.
That's what it kind of looks like.
It really does.
And you know what's funny? So I saw the picture, and I don't think it's that bad. I think it's okay. I think it's pretty cool. But when you do a search, an image search on Hawkman, I don't know what this weapon is. I'm going to call it a mace. I know it's not a mace. It's huge. I mean, it is in the comics. It is fucking huge.
Yeah,
it's like the size of his head, and that is not the size of his head.
It kind of reminds me of like, you know, that was one of the problems I had.
Oh, you know, you're right. That Hawkman one is, it's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. I mean, it can use some work, but
at least his mace thing's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, that was the same thing with the first Thor movie, Hogan. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with it. It was an Asian actor playing Hogan. I more had a problem with the mace looking like that.
Yeah.
That's a joke of a mace.
That, to me, I think is the biggest problem. I'm interested to see the wings. She looks great. Just that pose is, they couldn't have nailed that one even. They tried. I just think it's the pose. I think it's one of those things where... You're able, like we were saying earlier, you're able to nitpick. It's the pose, it's the mace.
In a different light,
it might be better.
But it's just, like I said, you know, that other, while not perfect.
Yeah, I know.
I do kind of like that other one better. I mean, there is large room for improvement.
You know what it is? That one from Smallville is more
iconic. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's more of a traditional look.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, they were in the right direction with the budget that this show has. They probably could have done something very similar. The Mask is okay on that. It's not bad. His Mace is definitely better.
Yeah.
But even still, I think this look, I think, is all right.
Again, you know, like I said, you know, like you said.
He's just not carrying that fucking mace around too much.
You know, well, like you said, we got to see it in action.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Harley's bat in Suicide Squad.
Right.
You're used to seeing, now look, practically, she's not going to walk around with a huge mallet. But that's what, in the comics, you're used to seeing her with an oversized mallet. Am I right?
But the difference is her mallet is a comic and comedic prop.
Right.
We're talking about something from history, a mace. There are maces that are bigger.
Well, understood, but when you see her with a baseball bat instead, it's like, to me, it's like, again, I know she's not going to walk around with an oversized mallet, but the baseball bat isn't Harley to me. It's, I don't know.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying here? Like, and it's sort of like this. Like, you want to see him with this oversized mace, and basically all he's got is a baseball on top of a lead pipe.
Yeah, I know. It's,
we're nitpicking. I think this is going to be all right. It's
just hard to tell right now. Like I said, you know, it's just, the picture is, you know, it's a darkened picture.
Yeah. All you got to do is when you look at this picture, is just look at her.
Yeah.
Just totally ignore him and just look at her because she looks phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have the wings and stuff. I mean, it's for some reason on him, it just more looks like a Catman right now.
Exactly. Yes, he does. He looks like Catman.
Then he does like a Hawkman, so yeah. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
But, you know, I like the, you know, the leather look because it goes along with the ancient, you know, it goes along with the history, you know. That was the armor back in Egyptian days was leather.
You're right, and it kind of also has the feel of the Flash. It's got that, like, this, his costume, it kind of feels like that. I mean, this, you know what I'm trying to say? It's that style.
Yeah, it does.
In that vein. It's in that
style. Yeah, the arrow and you know, him have. I do agree with you there. You know, because I don't have a problem with the leather because it makes sense for the character's backstory. So, yeah,
absolutely.
But again, you know, I got to see it in action. But at least, you know, we finally saw something.
Yeah.
Forever, you know, the last show we're bitching and moaning, we haven't seen anything, then all of a sudden they come out with a picture.
Yo, man, I cannot wait for the Flash.
Oh, God.
Did you see the picture that they released today of him and the Lightning getting either struck by lightning or letting lightning go?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to the show.
But have you seen the pictures of Jay Garrick?
I did. I saw that. Listen, this is me bitching again about comic book sites. All the sites are saying that this trailer they released is all Jay Garrick. And he's in it for 3 seconds.
I know.
Three seconds!
My problem is the colors again. Do we have to go with the muted fucking colors with everything?
Well, you're looking at these costumes if you're still looking at them, the Hawkman and Hawkgirl. I mean, look, they're muted colors. I don't know.
But he comes from a different Earth!
Yeah, still, I don't know. I know what you're saying. It's just what it is, I think. Maybe it won't look so bad once he's running around.
I don't know. I just don't know what to think, man.
I can't wait to see him in action. I can't wait to see him interacting with Barry. I'm even excited about Wally West, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Even though he's not my Wally, I'm excited to see how, you know, he works his way into being Kid Flash. I
want to see what the two of them look like together because
who, Barry and Wally or Barry and Jay?
Barry and Wally because, let's face it, Gustin just, he looks way too
young. Yeah, I agree.
He looks like a sidekick.
He does. He's just barely filling those shoes out, those Flash shoes.
I think he does a great job in everything, and I love the show. But I just look at him, and I'm like,
he's no mentor yet.
No.
I don't care what happens this season. I don't care how much growth he has this season. He is no mentor yet.
No.
Not yet. Mm-mm.
But it doesn't look like he's going to have a choice, so.
Well, hopefully. Look, I want to see this kid flash as well. I just hope they let it go this season. You know, maybe at the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
You know, he becomes Kid Flash and then take it into season 3. God. Barry is no, I mean, come on. He's not ready to be a mentor.
No.
He's still a fucking kid.
He is.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
But I think the reluctant mentor thing will be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Which should be really interesting because with him and Iris not a couple, you know, and then you got Wally showing up.
Plus you got Bart showing up. Explain that one.
Bart's going to be on the show too?
They were saying Bart was supposed to be on the show.
Oh my God, that'd be great. Oh man.
They haven't cast?
Who's the better?
They haven't cast him, but at San Diego they were saying Bart was going to be showing up.
That's so awesome.
I'm not too sure about this season, but they definitely said that, you know, they're planning on Bart.
Last week, did we talk about the Arrow trailer? I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Both very happy.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to that, too. Gotham starts next week.
Yep.
You in or no?
I'll give it a shot. Reluctantly, he said.
That'll be something to talk about the first week. Because, let's see, that starts next week, and Flash and Arrow don't start for 2 more weeks after that.
Yes, and then in their infinite wisdom, CBS isn't airing Supergirl till after football.
Yeah.
Which, that's the only reason why they're not doing it, which is pissing me off. I'm totally anti-football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I mean, it's bad enough. I watched The Good Wife, and it's bad enough. Every week, it's got to fucking be preempted for football.
I know. I hate when anything's preempted.
God. And then they're moving the Big Bang to until they're done with football.
Okay.
What Supergirl's slot is supposed to be. And then once football is over for them.
Okay, wait a minute.
Big Bang's supposed to be. Yeah. Football's going to be on Thursdays.
Right.
Like Thursday night football.
Right.
So they're moving the Big Bang to Wednesdays.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So they're not going to be showing Supergirl until they're done with football in October.
Okay, so I had read that Supergirl was going to premiere on Monday night, opposite of Gotham. Is that is not the case, or is
I don't know. I just know what their regular time slot.
Okay, well this is, I'll tell you what I read, and then we can confirm it later. That, like I said, Supergirl was going to premiere on the Monday night sometime in, I guess it was toward the end of October, I think October 28th, something like that. And then the following week was going to move to her regular time slot or her semi-regular time slot. That's what I thought I read. I could be totally wrong. But I'm very sure that the first week she was going to be up against Gotham.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, the fact that they're preempting it because of football just...
It's
really pissing me off.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it when they do that all the fucking time.
I always hated when you watch a show and, like you said, it was preempted. The show's supposed to start at 8 and something pushes it to 8:15 and it's already in progress.
Yeah.
I hated that. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's even worse.
The show already in progress.
It's even worse with DVRs because the DVRs can't compensate.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, if you don't realize there's a game on,
yeah.
You come home or, you wake up the next day, it's just like, all right, go, I'll watch the thing. What the fuck?
Fucking president would be on preempting Happy Days.
Something.
The show is already in progress. What the fuck, man?
Can't you wait?
I wanted to see the fines, not the fucking president.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right, what do you got going on this week? You got anything good coming up?
I got a couple of reviews I'm working on.
You got? What are you reviewing?
Got a couple of toys I've been sitting on.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm going back and forth whether I'm actually going to write something about this. My problem is I want to write something about this X-Men thing, but I'm just going to end up sounding like a whiny little fan. There's no way I can get around it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the angles, and no matter what, how I try and talk about it, I'm just going to end up looking like another fanboy.
Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's a wrong point of view.
I know. So what do you got going on?
I am working on a new internet show. I'm doing a review of Hot Toys Arkham Knight Batman. So cool. I'm taking pictures, hopefully filming this weekend, and hopefully have that out in about 7 weeks, the way things are going now.
That would be nice.
In the meantime, you can check me out on the-newsbox.com. You can check Brian out on casterscorner.com. You can check both of us out on fanboyfactor.com.
And as always, to get us on the go, take us with you, just go over to iTunes. That's one way to find out when our new shows are up.
You know what, man? When are you going to subscribe? It's irritating.
Gotta subscribe.
You gotta subscribe. I mean, we got our interns lined up. They've been knocking on doors, subscribing people. Don't make us do it to you. Because our interns go through browser histories. And then report back. Subscribe on your own.
Yes. Do it, or we'll do it for you.
All right, man. You gonna have a good week?
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you
later.